Uniform 2 Tango Mobile.
Hey, Rusty. Yen Zero TR, we're just getting ready to get out of the car here. Just got back home. Yen Zero TR.
No, I'm just leaving the Publix over here, headed back to the house. Got my ears lowered a while ago. Went by and dropped off a couple of shirts at the cleaners. Found out they don't do leather cleaning anymore. So I got to find somebody else to clean the leather best. And go from there. So now I'm headed home. Did you go out and buy out all the fruit stands?
Well, we went to the fruit stand, got some peaches and a cantaloupe, and I got some blackberries. All them blackberries are beautiful there. And then we went down to Lowe's, and Bernice got some kind of varnish. And then we went to Hobby Lobby and got some foam board to keep my head from turning the back of my head brown from the stain that she put on my headboard yesterday. And it just don't look good between brown and white. And then I didn't know it was still wet from yesterday. And then we went to the post office and come back, and there was a big wreck about halfway from Wade Hampton to Lake Cunningham, and it unfortunately involved a mail truck.
Those things can happen like that sometime. Oh, you know, I'm getting a little bit tired. I'm ordering stuff from Amazon. I'm ordering them under my Prime. And they end up all getting delivered by the post office, and that's kind of ticking me off. I pay extra to get the, you know, the regular, the next day delivery, and then I got to wait another day because the post office won't, if it's dropped off at the post office in the morning, they won't deliver it that day because they don't say, they don't do any of their packages that come in from third-party people until after they run their routes for the day. Kind of ticks me off.
Yeah, we get some that way too, Rusty. We got what do you call those things? Strollers or what are they?
Yeah, walker.
This one we got, the wheels were all wore off, and I don't know. I looked at the price of them wheels in there, Rusty, and you put about half as much as you'd put in a new walker, and I said, rain on that, and I just ordered her a new walker because she might have to use it for a little while. We'll hope somebody cancels their surgery and can get her fixed before that long, but you never know. We'll find out when we go talk to the doctor next week. But it is a beautiful day out there, 78 degrees, and just magnificent. I think I'll go out and mow the backyard.
The yard man came today. In fact, he sent me a text just as I was getting out of the car to go into the grocery store and say he had finished my yard up. So, so he got that done real quick, and all because it doesn't take long. And they must be building some kind of office building. I don't know what they're doing over here. They poured a big slab, and I mean it's a large one. And you see pipes and all coming up out of one out of the slab in one corner. But it's not like they're building an apartment or anything else there. It looks like some business is going in there because they only need one corner for bathroom or something like that. And a cleaning closet, that type of thing. So, oh, well. We'll see what opens up there. There used to be a house there, a couple of houses, because the one next door where they're doing all the work seems to be empty because they've been stacking all of their equipment, everything in the yard of that house. I don't think they do that with people living there. So somebody bought all of that property there on that little section of the road there. Well, I guess we'll see what comes up.
Everything's getting covered up anymore. Every square foot. Rusty, do you use the QRZ logging? In other words, I get all kinds of responses that are on there. And I used to know how to go back there and confirm it back to them. Do you use that?
I don't know. I don't. I've got it set up so that my my software will allow me to load recent
later. It's in 0 TR click.